Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of Mental Illness. I'm your favorite mentally ill host, Damon Hammack, your favorite podcast host with Narcissistic Personality Disorder, NPD. Today's episode is going to be about just kind of becoming who you really are meant to be. Kind of like steering into the skid. Like, if you're going to have a mental illness, from the knowledge that I've gained over the years or whatever, I've been studying my own mental illness and I've been diagnosed, I've come to realize and read about it that it's not something curable. Just because, like I said, so if it's not curable, it's something you have to live with for the rest of your life. You might as well become the best of what you are. Use what you have inside of you to become a better human being, become a better person, and make your life better for your family overall. Because if you continue to fight it, if you continue to do things like that, to try to go away from who you are, try to get away from it, then you're only going to make things worse progressively and things like that. Mainly because, like I said, fighting nature, fighting your insides, and fighting your brain is the easiest way to become stressed, become depressed, and things like that, because you feel like you're not in control. But you actually are. You're in control of how you feel about yourself. You're in control of your circumstances, and you're in control of pretty much everything in your life. Like, take control. Like, this step one is just kind of admitting who you are. If you haven't been diagnosed and you feel like you might be mentally ill, might have a mental illness, you just feel different about certain circumstances, you're not overly emotional, you're more logic-based and things like that, look up Narcissistic Personality Disorder. Look up Borderline Personality Disorder. Look up Histrionic Personality Disorder. Look up, you might be psycho. Look up a sociopath. You might be crazy and shit like that. But look it up. Like, look into it. Become who you really are meant to be. And like I said, life gets better. Like, when I first found out who I was and what I am, like, it was stressing me out because, like, I kind of took inventory of all the things that I have been doing like negative in my life because of my personality disorder, because of my mental illness. And it weighed heavy on me. It stressed me out because, like, my whole life I've always felt different, but it just, you just never really know what's wrong with you, what's going on in your head and things like that, or why you feel the way you feel. So once I started going to therapy and got diagnosed and whatnot, you kind of go back and you look, you take inventory of all the crazy shit you've been done. But now that you realize what I have, it's made my life, it's made it a little bit more stressful here and there. That sometimes, like, I want to be normal. I just want to have normal thoughts and things like that. But other times I'm kind of happy that I have what I have, because it allows me to take emotion out of the decision-making process a lot of the time. So I'm not, like, I'm making decisions that are not emotionally based. I'm making decisions that are based on logic and thoughts and, like, having a backup plan and trying to be the best that I can be. So if anything, I know having this personality disorder makes me always want more, makes me always crave more and things like that. But that's not necessarily a bad thing. It can be a bad thing if you're married and got kids and things like that, it can be a terrible thing because you're never happy with what you have. So you're always trying to push for more. You always want the next big thing. You always want some more, some better. So it makes people around you unhappy. It makes them feel like they're not doing enough. But maybe they're doing all that they can do. It's not really them. It's you. It's me. It's on us. But on the flip side of that, it can make things better in your life to, just want more out of life in order to, you want more out of life, so you're always pursuing things. Like, I'm about to go back to school to try to get my master's degree because I feel like I don't have enough knowledge. I need a few credits, whatever, to get that thing started to finalize this bachelor's degree and whatnot. Not many credits, like 5 classes. I thought it was going to be a lot more than that, but 5 easy classes. But my master's degree, It might actually allow me to do some other shit in my life, be a life coach and things like that. So I'm always pursuing more knowledge. I'm always wanting more. I'm never satisfied. So who knows what comes after that? You mean, I'm 34 years old. I'm probably at the halfway point of my life right now. And it's like, if your mortality doesn't motivate you, being a fucking narcissist and realizing your mortality definitely motivates the hell out of you. Because, do you know what I mean? I care about so much how I look, even though I look a certain way and feel and I express myself a certain way in public and things like that. A lot of people think that, I mean, if you see me, I'm not an ugly dude, so I don't think I'm ugly, but, I portray the fact that I don't think I'm ugly, but on the inside, I'm always, I'm never enough. So I'm always in the gym. I'm always posting pictures of my body and stuff like that because I don't see what other people see. I see it sometimes, but like, damn, I am kind of big. But other times I'm like, I'm too skinny. I'm too fat. I'm just like, it's issue after issue after issue. But I use that to motivate me to go to the gym. So I'm always becoming better. I'm always trying to get stronger. I'm always trying to get more leaner, more cut, faster, more flexible. And like I said, I have my kids or whatever. So I'm trying to get them to do the exact same thing. But I mean, I can see myself and my kids a lot. Like, I hope they don't have the disorder. Anyway. But if they do, I'm glad that I have it and I realize that I have it so I can help them process and then move on and become better human beings and things like that. So just like I said, if you feel like you do have a personality disorder, just absorb it. Fucking don't say why me, say why not me, because God gives his toughest battle to his strongest soldiers. And I feel like I'm a soldier and that's why I'm doing these podcasts. That's why I'm out here doing these videos and things like that. So people can see that you can live with this personality disorder and be out front with it and people will still accept you. People won't look at you like you're crazy and shit like that. But a lot of people, I mean, I know some people might look at me like I'm crazy, but if I go to therapy, because it's always good to have an ear to, it's always good to have an ear to listen to you and not judge you. I mean, she might be judging me, but I mean, I can tell her and I don't feel like I'm getting judged. So, I mean, I guess that's the basis of it, ain't it? Like I said, you can't get rid of it, but you can get better with it. Absorb it. Become who you are. I'm going to cut this thing short. I'm trying to keep these things short and sweet so I can do them every day. I love y'all. If, like I said, do not suffer in silence. You are not alone. I'm here for you. That's Michael Jackson. But I love y'all. Add me on Facebook. Mental Healness. Mental. HEALNESS. Shoot me a message. Let's get this thing started. I love y'all. Go to therapy. Talk to somebody. Peace.